Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. This is our, episode number 2601, more than 2,600 episodes. And so I thank you so much for your faithfulness and just going through the Word of God, just reading the Word of God in 10-minute increments, right? We have been looking at the life of David, and we're at the end of it now, okay? We're in 1 Kings chapter 2. Chapter 2. Listen what happens here. Verse 1. When David's time to die drew near, he commanded Solomon, his son, saying, so let me stop right there. This, folks, is profound. There are some serious things that are said here, and it's quite a parallel to what happened with Israel back in Genesis 47. When Israel was about to die, he called in his son Joseph and said something to him. He actually called in all of his sons and spoke prophetic things over them. And this is something that I think that we miss within our culture and within our society. I think as you grow older and older, it becomes more and more of something that's in your mind and in your heart. What you want to say, what you want to say to family, what you want to say to the generations that come after you. So his time to die was drawing near. He commanded Solomon. So these things we're about to read, and it's probably going to take us a couple episodes to go through this, maybe two or three, to go through it and then actually watch Solomon implement some of the things. It was a command. He says, this is what you must do. Verse 2, I am about to go the way of all the earth. The way of all the earth, that means I'm about to die. Everybody, here's the harsh reality. If you live long enough, you will die. That's true. He says, I'm about to go the way of all the earth. I know I'm about to die. And then he says this. Remember, as a command, he says, be strong and show yourself a man. And the first thing we're going to look at right here, how long is it? It's like three verses long and it's all one sentence. So the first command he gives him is to be strong. Same type of thing that you see with Joshua. Okay, the same thing was said to Joshua four times, I think, in the first chapter of Joshua. We have an account of that. To be strong. Now, just think on that. That means that there might be another option. Okay, there might be a tendency, there might be an option to not be strong, to be weak, to flee, to not do what is correct. Okay, and we're about to see more about that in the balance of this sentence. Okay, but he commands him to be strong. There's something else here, this whole thing with be, okay? Be, verb, active. He's showing him, you are strong, so be so. Walk within that. It's the same word for us as believers, folks. If you're truly a believer, your strength is in the Lord. And we are called to be strong, to walk within that, live within that. So he says, be strong and show yourself a man. Don't be this little wimp. David had sons that were wimps, okay? He said, had sons who thought they were men who tried to take the kingdom away from their father. Two of them did that. Did not turn out too well for them, okay? He says, don't do that. Show yourself a man. So be strong, show yourself a man, verse 3, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways, keeping his statutes, his commandments, his rules, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses. Let me pause right there for a moment. Do you see how much is here? I'd really encourage you, before you recline upon your nightbed this evening, to go read 1 Kings chapter 2. How are we strong? How do we show ourselves a man or a woman? We keep the charge of the Lord. We keep what the Lord has commanded. We keep what the Lord has instructed. We walk in his ways. We keep his statutes. We keep his commandments. We keep his rules. We keep his testimony. And then David says, as it is written in the law of Moses. Now, immediately, those of us who are believers will go, well, we're not under the law anymore. We're not under the law of Moses. And boy, people just get their hackles all up about that. Yeah, I know what you're saying. How do we do that? It's because the Lord Jesus came not to do away with the law, but to fulfill the law. And so if we are in him, and if we live and breathe and have our very being in him, and if we exist in him, then we are keeping the law of Moses that way. We keep the law through the Lord Jesus. They kept the law in anticipation of the one that was coming. We keep the law. We're in the best of all worlds. We know that he's come. We rejoice in that. We experience that. He lives within us, but we're also anticipating his coming again. But notice what David says here. As it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. He says, if you will keep the charge of the Lord, all these things as I mentioned, walking his way, keeping his statutes, his commandments, his rules, his testimony, if you will do that, then you will prosper. You will be strong. You will show yourself a man, and you'll prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. And that's an interesting thing right there, because quite often we think, well, if we do this, then we will know exactly what we're supposed to do at every moment, every time. Well, not exactly. Wherever you turn, whichever way you go, you're going to prosper if you will keep these things. You may not know what's going on, but God does. Then verse 4 finishes out the phrase in the rest of the sentence, that the Lord may establish his word that he spoke concerning me. So he's saying this, hey, Solomon, do this. And you do this for you. Be strong and show yourself a man. Yeah. But also that the Lord will be able to establish the word that he spoke concerning me. A word that he said to me. Well, what word was that? Because he said several words to David. Well, here it is. Here's the word the Lord has said to David. If your sons pay close attention to their way, to walk before me in faithfulness with all their heart and with all their soul, you shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel. That was a promise that the Lord made to David. Okay? David actually talks about it in 132nd Psalm. He says there in verse 12, if your sons keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their sons also forever shall sit on your throne. So he's saying, if each generation will keep the testimony that the Lord has given, then he will prosper us and he will keep us on the throne of Israel forever. Well, historically speaking, how did that turn out? Well, they're not on the throne of Israel right now. There's not a throne of Israel right now. But you do see, when it's all said and done, that David returns to the throne of Israel. Yes, the David, King David, will rule over Jerusalem. He will be in Jerusalem ruling with this word forever, forever. So at the very beginning of what David's saying here, he's commanding Solomon, and he's saying, hey, be strong, show yourself a man. Here's how you do it. You keep the charge of the Lord. And you do this for your own life, that you will prosper, but also that the Lord will be able to establish his word, that he'll be able to do what he promised me he would do if you pay attention to this way. And folks, this will get shared with every generation, that they would be faithful unto the Lord. Tell you what, may we do likewise, right? Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you later. Goodbye.